It's time for WGRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the Ask the Builder show on WGRR, Hamilton, Cincinnati. Pleasure to have you here this morning. And it's going to be a wonderful day. You almost kind of think it's still summertime. It was really a little uncomfortable yesterday, and I think, but today's going to be about the same as well as tomorrow. So it's a great time to start thinking about all those outdoor projects. And if you want to call in and get some advice, 749-1035, 749-1035. And more importantly, this is a really cool show today. Got a special guest. If you've got a question about the tools that you're going to need, this is the day to call in, because I've got Steve Heil here, Steve from Blue Ash Tool Rental. Steve, how you doing?
Morning, Tim.
Thanks for coming down, buddy.
Hey, no problem. It's kind of early, though.
It is a little early, but we have. You'd be shocked if you look at the Arbitron, the reports about all the ratings for radio stations. You'd be shocked how many thousands of people are up right now listening to the show. It would actually blow you away. One time I looked at it, and I couldn't believe there were that many people up. But, you know, we get the calls, and you know what I think? I think a lot of people, they normally get up early to go to work Monday through Friday, and that just, you know, your body just gets set at that time, and you just wake up in a way whether you want to or not. You know, once you've been doing it long enough. I mean, do you find that yourself? Do you kind of do that?
Well, in some cases. But anyway, we're here, so give us a call.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So if you've got a question about tools, if you want to know how to use the tools, and if you have any questions about really anything about your home, 749-1035. Okay, Steve, I've had you on before. And I want to tell people a little bit about your business from my perspective. All the years that I was in business, when I was first in business, because I kind of lived down in Hyde Park, I used to go to that tool rental place that was down there on, I guess, Woodburn Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they had a pretty big operation, and it was it wasn't too bad, but it always seemed to me that the tools were really pretty beat up. I mean, stuff was really, it was distressed. So once I kind of moved out towards Pleasant Ridge and Amberley, I kind of found you one day. I don't know how I did. I don't know if it was the Yellow Pages, whatever. But I came out to your place, and it was a completely different world. Your helpers were courteous, super helpful, and your tools were just in great condition. So, I mean, what's the difference? How do you do that? I mean, what's the secret sauce?
Well, I mean, every time somebody comes back from a rental, it has to be checked, and you have to make sure that it works and it operates the way it's supposed to. So it's constant effort on my part and all my employees to make sure that happens.
Okay, so, well, you can really tell the difference because they almost look brand new most of the time. I mean, it just blows me away.
Well, we got a few old things.
I know you do. I know you do. And actually, you've got some really kind of cool things on display. I was just in your shop last Thursday, and you've got those neat chainsaws that are hanging up above the counter. I mean, are those things that you used to rent years ago, or did you just find those at auctions?
One of them was my grandfather's, and that's how I got started collecting them. They're actually two-man antique chainsaws from the 50s and 60s. So I got about half a dozen of them, and they're quite an attention getter.
Boy, they are. That one, it's got just like a single handle out at the end. And I don't care what anybody says. I'd have to have a suit of armor on before I'd think about operating that thing. That just looks like a death machine.
Well, it's heavy. Back then, they didn't have the technology to make the lightweight motors they do now. So that's what they had.
Oh, I just have this feeling that it would just eat you alive. Oh, that's just brutal. But I mean, but they look like they're just big, giant. I mean, so people need to go into your place just to see those big saws. I think they rule, man.
But the guys back then were glad to get those because they were tired of using the crosscut saw.
Oh, yeah, the old hand-powered ones.
Right.
Oh, yes, yes, you're right about that. Okay, so if you've got a question for either Steve or I, you want to give us a call, 749-1035. Love to have you on, especially if you've got any questions about any kind of outdoor or even indoor tool. Maybe I'll give you an example. Let's say that you're thinking about refinishing some of the floors in your home. You rent all that equipment, Steve, all the big floor sanders and the orbital sanders.
Absolutely.
All the edgers. So, and I think a lot of people need some coaching as to how to use those things. So those things can tear up a floor in a heartbeat.
We can show you how to use them. We also have booklets that we can give you to show you exactly what to do and all the different phases.
Yes, exactly, because a lot of people just tear up their floors. One of the things that also is, I think people have to realize, the fall, this time of year, actually creates a really good window of opportunity to use certain tools and to do certain projects. Because, and we were talking about that before we went on the air. So what do you think people should be considering doing right now and not waiting until spring to do?
Well, you want to take advantage of that dry ground and get your, if you have a drainage problem in your yard and you're always looking at the swamp after it rains, now's the time to get that trencher and put that French drain in while the ground's dry, because they don't work too well when it's wet.
Oh, boy. You know, I had to do that once. I was just on this job many years back. We had to use one of your Ditch Witch-type machines to create a trench, and the ground was a little too wet. It was right at the border, and you talk about a mess. I mean, it just, oh, it was horrible. So you're exactly right. This is the time of year to actually use one of those great trenching machines. And I think a lot of people are scared. And actually, they look kind of cool. They look like a giant chainsaw is about the best way to describe it. I mean, the blade almost looks the same.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You know, but it's, and it does. It's just like a chainsaw to cut in the ground. But what happens with, you know, sometimes I think people are worried about cutting into tree roots. What's about the biggest root you think you should cut with one of those machines?
The trenchers have rock teeth on it, and they will go through smaller roots, but that's not the main thing you want to be worried about. You want to be worried about electric lines, water lines, underground, any kind of underground cable. And there's a 800 number that you can call, and they'll come out and pre-mark all those utilities for you so you don't hit anything.
Yeah, I mean, even on your own private property, they'll mark
them. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great service. I think a lot of times people forget about that, even when they rent your, you know, any of the little mini backhoes.
Mini excavator, sure.
Even the post hole diggers. You know, imagine how many people you've probably rented to, or you've gotten back your augers with a burned up tip where they went right through an electric line.
It happens, yeah.
Oh, gosh. And then you were also talking about, I think this is one of the favorite things, and actually this happened to me many years ago when I was clearing the lot for my own home. People will come in to rent your chippers, and what's the biggest mistake somebody will make with one of those chippers?
Well, what you want to do is you don't want to spend your rental time chopping trees down in your yard and dragging them around. You want to have everything cut down, stacked, and facing one direction, so when you get your chipper, you can blast through a 10-foot high pile in no time.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, they need to realize that when they feed that material into the chipper, you know, you put the end of the branch that was closest to the trunk of the tree in first.
Right. Yeah, right. All you have to do is get it started, and it'll draw itself into the machine, and you can be walking away and getting more material.
Yeah, it's a wonderful machine. So once again, if you want to give us a call, 749-1035, 749-1035. I've got with me Steve Heil from Blue Ash. What's the proper name? You know, I know I always say, you know, Blue Ash Tool Rental or Blue Ash.
We started off as Blue Ash Tool Rental in 1976, but we upgraded to Blue Ash Equipment Rental.
Equipment Rental.
When we built the new building in 1996.
Blue Ash Equipment Rental. And I'll tell you what, that new building rocks. I mean, I'll never forget the older building at the corner that you had, and it's still there. But now you don't use that. Did you rent that out to somebody else?
We renovated it and ran it out to a computer store.
Yeah. The new building is just so efficient. Clean. I'll tell you what it reminds me of. I've talked about this before for years on the radio. As a contractor, I had a special, I think, privilege that I was able to go around and look at all the different warehouses in town. Like I'd go to Hyde Park Lumber, Keitel Supply, Marsh Building Products, Roofing Distributing, you know, all these different places. And some of those warehouses were better kept than others. And Keitel, for years, you could go over there and eat on their floor. I mean, I'm not kidding, in the warehouse. It was spotless. And really, in my opinion, the back of your place is the same way. It's really, you probably are blind to it because you're there every day, but I'm telling you, your guys, or you've trained them, it's just beautiful there.
Oh, thank you.
You just do a great job of keeping the place in good shape. I think it's just wonderful. So, once again, I've got Steve Heil with me from Blue Ash Equipment Rental. If you're getting ready to do a job and you have to rent a tool and you've got a question about tools, this is the guy to ask. I mean, Steve is the expert. I mean, you've got them all. You bring. I can't believe the assortment of both power and even hand tools and things that you have. I think people, what they don't realize is that you guys have stuff that they probably never even thought that you would carry. I mean, it just to me, it's amazing. I love the high lift type stuff you've got now too. There's like cherry picker type things. That's kind of an explosion type tool that you've seen, wouldn't you say? You know, where
people when they see those things, they think of things to do with them.
They're, yeah,
well, I could do this, or I get people that trim Christmas trees at Christmas time with us.
Well, I was thinking about, I'm not kidding, this year, I put it off last year, I think I'm going to come up and rent one of those to put Christmas lights up. I've got right next to my driveway, I've got this like 70 foot tall evergreen tree, and I just thought I could go up pretty high and just drape some lights, and it would be cool.
You can.
I'm going to do it. We're going to do it. And you'll deliver it to my house, right? I don't need to come up there and drag it down.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to do that.